Blog Talk Radio.
This job. We try to save as many people as we can. Sometimes that doesn't mean everybody. But you don't give up.
New York. Washington, D.C. Sokovia.
Okay, that's enough.
Captain, people are afraid.
That's why I'm here. We need to be put in check.
Whatever form that takes, I'm game.
I'm sorry, Tony. If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
I know we're not perfect. But the safest hands are still our own.
On the roof!
Hey, everyone.
I tell you, man, 2016 is just, it's not a good year. I mean, heroes fighting heroes. First we had Batman fighting Superman over nothing. Now the Avengers are duking it out. But is there a reason for duking it out worth the effort? I mean, like, are they fighting over nothing, or are they fighting over something big? That's what I'm here to talk to you about. This is the review, finally, of Captain America Civil War. This is the third Captain America movie. And, of course, it stars Chris Evans as the old shellhead Captain America. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. He's back because he can't get enough work. And most of the Avengers, you got Hawkeye, you got Scarlet Witch, you got Falcon, you got the Vision, you got Ant-Man. Everybody who's been in an Avenger film, minus Thor and the Hulk, shows up. So, in this chapter, you know, the Avengers, they go around, they do what they do. And on one of their initial missions in this movie, some civilians are caught in crossfire, and people die. So now the world nations, they want to rein the Avengers in check because of all the destruction that goes on whenever they're in a battle. Now, a lot of people don't think that it's the Avengers' fault, but some people do. And they're looking at the New York battle. They're looking at what happened in D.C. with Captain America, Winter Soldier. And then they're pointing to what happened to Sokovia in Age of Ultron. And, you know, people have lost their lives. Like, you know, civilians, that kind of stuff causes a lot of damage. So they come up with this idea of doing a registration ad. So if you're a hero, you have to register, you have to work for the United Nations. They tell you when and where you can go and who you can go out against. excuse me for clearing my throat. So the pro side, you got Iron Man and his ilk, and Iron Man, he's feeling guilty, especially after what happened to Sokovia. So he's like, yeah, this is a good idea because, you know, we're getting out of hand and I don't want to be responsible for people's lives. And it's made clear to Tony Stark early on in the movie when he gets a visit from a mother who explains to him, yes, your actions are dangerous. But, you know, Captain America, he feels differently. And he feels, and this is coming from a guy who just dealt with the end of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra, and him discovering after he thought he was doing the right thing that, you know, people were hitting their genders and he really wasn't working for the right people. And he feels... he feels that it's best that, you know, we remain autonomous, and because we know, you know, we may not be perfect, but we don't have an agenda. We're doing this for the right reasons. So half the team signs the agreement, and the other half they're struggling on whether or not they should or shouldn't. Now while this is going on, the UN, of course, they're meeting so they can ratify this agreement that, you know, all the countries will come together and the Avengers would work under the United Nations banner when there's an attack. And caught in the crossfire is the king of Wakanda, T'Chaka. I mean, not T'Chaka. T'Challa. No. T'Chaka, yes. I'm sorry. T'Challa is the Black Panther. So, now, the Black Panther, of course, he's wants revenge because that as the leader and protector of his country, it demands that he goes and gets vengeance on whoever caused this. And this is the death of his own father. So this is kind of like an origin story for the Black Panther. So, and the person who's blamed for this is the Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes. So, you got all these different factions after him. So, you got one group that got orders, shoot to kill, shoot him on sight. Look, let's not even worry about bringing him in trial. Just get rid of him. Well, Cap can't go for that. That's his friend. He has to make sure his friend is safe. So, by going after the Winter Soldier and trying to help him, now this makes Captain America a criminal. So, this starts to divide between the two factions of the Team Cap, Team Iron Man. And so you get this plot where everybody's trying to get to the Winter Soldier for one reason or another, and at the same time they're trying to stop Captain America because since he didn't sign the accords, that makes him a criminal. Now there's some people that will follow Cap to the end of the earth, so they're on his side. And other people who signed the accords, you know, they're going to follow Iron Man because they think they're doing the right thing. Now, when you get to the breakdown of the different sides, like each like you do get a sense of why each individual think the way they think. It's not just it's not a thing where you don't understand each person's motivation for either going with the agreement or not going with the agreement. You get it clearly. Now, one of the reasons why this is going on is because lurking in his shadows, the evil villain, Zemo, his plan, what is he doing? Because, you know, now Baron Zemo, he's, of course, a main Captain America villain, but, you know, they kind of reworked him in this, and I want to explain how, but yeah, he is the main antagonist in this film, and you would think with so many people in this cast that maybe somebody wouldn't get a good spotlight, but I found that, you know, they found a way, even like the smallest of roles, they found it to make it a meaty appearance. And of course, you get battle after battle, and each one is more exciting than the last. And then at some point, the two sides have to clash in a big all-out brawl, which you've seen in the commercials. You know, they're at the airport and they're fighting each other because of the whatever situation they got into at that point. Now, of course, Tony Stark, trying to get all the help he can, recruits Spider-Man, who at this point has not really been Spider-Man that long. So this is a new Spider-Man, and he's pretty new at this, and they show you how and why. So he comes to help Tony Stark in his situation, and the things they say, they are true, that this is the best Spider-Man. No doubt, the Black Panther, fantastic. I mean, to date, the best fighter I've seen in a Marvel film. Like he is the best hand-to-hand combatant that they have, and it shows. Even Ant-Man. Ant-Man, he stole the fight at one point. Like, the things he did in this movie, I wish he could have done this in his own movie, and it gives me hope for his upcoming film of what he's capable of. He can do a lot. And one of the things about the main fight, everybody's made to look strong at doing this fight. It's not like somebody, you know, skill set is to a point where they're useless against each other. They found a way to highlight everyone's fighting skills and make them look good. No one looked weak in that particular battle. One of the things that also blew me away was it's going to happen where, you know, certain scenes from the comics they tried to recreate, but they recreated some comic book scenes that I thought they would never be able to pull off. And it looked just like it was taken right from the page and stuck on the screen. It was perfect. And of course, the final confrontation, it wasn't one of those blow everything up and destroy half a city. So I know a lot of people will be happy with that. But you do get a nice final conflict battle that's satisfying to all. And of course, I shouldn't have to tell you this by now, but, you know, stick around. There is a couple cut scenes that during the end. And this movie also ties up a lot of stuff, like Peggy Carter passing away. They bring in Howard Stark, and, you know, they explain some things that they did explain in the last movie, but they finally explained it more in depth in this movie. So this is a full price movie if I haven't seen one. After the disappointment I had with Batman versus Superman, I was hoping that I would get the movie I wanted in this, and I think that I have. So I'm sorry I flubbing my words. Just wanted to make sure I gave her somewhat of a review. So I'm going to see this again in a couple of days so I can study the fine points. You know, because when you're looking at the big explosions, you sometimes miss the Easter eggs and the details. But I did catch some Easter eggs too. And of course, you know, they mentioned the fact that the Hulk and Thor wasn't around. And you know, now each person had like a counterpart on the other side who they were close to. So when the split and divide in the fight happens, it's real stakes involved, because you know it's not just, you know, you're not just fighting somebody you don't care about. These guys, they all care about each other, and they all care specifically about a specific person on the other side. So. And, you know, you get some heartbreak, some tragedy. Spider-Man is funny. Aunt May even shows up, and that's not Aunt May. I'm sorry, but. But anyway, you want May, people. So, Tony Stark's a jerk. I'm Team Cap, people. And that's all I have to say. Go see Captain America Civil War. You will appreciate this movie. It is probably top two or three comic book movies of all time. And if I think about it, I might move it to number one. But I do need to see it at least a couple more times, so. It it's very rare that films get better with each installment, but that is the case with the Captain America films. First Avenger was good. I know a lot of people don't think that, but I do. And then Winter Soldier was far and ahead better than First Avenger, and now Civil War beats out Winter Soldier on so many levels. So it's rare you will ever see films get better with each installment. And I'm afraid to come back for a fourth one, because there's no way it could be better than what we saw. So maybe we ought to just like cut our losses and just leave it at that. So that's it, people. I'm going to go until next time. I'm out. Talk to you later. Peace.